Dang, Cap's out here sniping folks.
Nah, that fool was straight up dropping grenades, blowing up the whole damn spot.
For
Bam!
real.
Bam!
Hey there, this is Dee.
And I'm Miles.
Welcome to.
So,
how's that working
out
for
you?
You?
And we got something to talk about.
Let's get into it. Hey there, it's your girl Dee.
Yo, yo, it's your man Miles.
And welcome to our podcast
you
where we
that.
Ask,
so
how's
that
working out for
you?
Happy New Year. Belated Merry Christmas. I hope this new year finds everyone where they would like to be or on the path that leads to their goals.
Oh, yeah. You know, and this is that time of the year, you know, I really love to reflect. And that's a big thing for me now. And I try to spread that message is we got to take the time to reflect. Because a lot of times we just stay focused on what's in front of us. But we got to reflect on things. And I like to do that during this time of the year and just reflect on what went right, what went wrong, and stay focused on the new year. Because, you know, it's all about growth in these relationships. So, you know, Happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, all that stuff we miss. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Hey, it's good to be talking back at you.
What you been up to, Mr. Miles? This weather's been very interesting.
Well,
we've had some
man.
Ups and downs.
This has been this has probably been one of the most interesting holiday seasons I can remember in quite some time. I mean, Thanksgiving, I'm hurt. New Year's, I'm hurt. Christmas, I'm hurt. You're working.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick. It's just been a grind. You know, no kids. The family's not around. It was a different kind of holiday. But like I said, you know, you try to reflect and say, hey, it really makes me appreciate all the good times and things that we've had. And it makes me even look that much more forward to the holidays next year. But yeah, this was definitely a challenging holiday. That's probably part of the reason why we ain't been back at y'all for a while.
Yeah.
Your boy has been out of commission.
Yeah, it's been real challenging.
It
but
has.
I appreciate you trying to make the best
I did
of what the situation presented.
Ooh, Lord, it was rough, y'all.
Yeah, so it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I gotta say, while you was broken,
mm-hmm.
I was out here in these streets.
Oh, man.
Especially on the days the weather was nice.
Man, your girl, man, she didn't miss a beat during the holiday season, man. Your girl was out there kicking it with her homies, man. She did her thing. You know, at first I was a little like, man, she just out there. And then I was like, you know what? I'm really happy that she had the people around her. She was still able to enjoy the holiday just because her man was a little broken up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, she got out there and got to enjoy herself. So I was happy for you, man. You got to really handle your little holiday season. It was cool.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand it was really tough on you. And it's also tough on the caregivers,
mm-hmm.
having a loved one who's kind of down and out.
Yeah.
And you were up and down and back and forth. So that
mm-hmm.
was pretty tough.
No, I appreciated you, man. It was tough, man. You put up with a lot of my crap, you know, my ups and downs and my emotions and my feelings. And like I said, you know, and that's why it's so important to nurture these relationships, because when you really need each other, man, and you're down, and they're the ones that are going to probably be the ones that pull you out of your stuff.
Definitely.
You know, so nurturing those relationships, especially with those partners, man, I'm just grateful that I nurtured mine, because my baby was there for me and I wasn't the easiest to deal with.
You weren't as bad as you used to be. You're much better now.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah. The tough thing also was staying here in Indy
mm-hmm.
during New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
The last couple of years we've been heading flying south for the winter.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely put a dampen on
for
everything.
For the warm weather, so we stayed here for the cold.
Yeah, but it ended up all right.
Yeah, it ended
right.
up really good.
Brother had to drink a whole bunch of brown that night, though.
We did a sneaker gala downtown.
Woo,
you get dressed
Lord.
Up, and then you wear your fly sneakers.
Brother
fly
was
kicks.
Fully medicated. Brother was fully liquored up.
But I must brag, it was nice. I liked it because it was our age group.
It
was like
was.
Millennials
was
and
really,
our age
really
group.
Really cool, really cool.
But I got to brag, when we rolled up to the entrance to show our tickets, the
mm-hmm.
guy at the door kind of said on his breath, he was like, man, I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have the best sneakers in the house.
Your girl was looking fly. Your girl did have some fly J's.
A little something, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. You like to post that for people. Yep.
I got a whose man's is this?
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
So, there's this particular somebody who went out on a nice lunch date with their spouse
mm-hmm.
and ended up beating said spouse in a game, and then
oh,
had
no.
the nerve to rub
this
it
is me.
In.
Oh no!
So this is a personal. Whose man's is this,
oh,
bruh?
Damn, you hit me with that, huh? Okay, yeah. Well, you know what, y'all. Hey, I said this before, and I've made this mistake. I am ultra competitive. So y'all gotta understand this. Like, it's something just clicks in, and like, I don't know what happens, but I've been normally pretty good about that. I'll go out with these, especially I think in the earlier years, I would let you win a little more.
No, never.
Well, I'm working on that, y'all. I'm really, really working. I don't think that's a good trait. I'm
used to beat our kids and everything.
Man, hey, look, okay, that's not good, y'all. So you right, baby. That is definitely whose man's is this. And I'm going to work on that one. And I'm going to start letting her win more because y'all, we can't beat them up.
See, there you go. So, see, it's the terminology. So, I feel that you should not beat up on your dates at games and then rub it in by using terms like beat up on you so bad. Next time I won't beat up on you so bad. I'm like, bruh, can you stop saying that?
Damn.
I quit. I was like, I don't want to play no more.
She sure did. I felt bad. We came there because
I don't want to play.
I felt decent. I couldn't sit down, but I could stand up. So, I could shoot a little pool.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't do too much.
Yeah.
But the little bit that I could do, I did too much with.
Because I was like, baby, we can get the spot right here so you don't have to worry about sitting or you can stand when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
I was like real courteous.
She was.
Thinking of you. Mm-hmm. And then, blam, here you go.
And then she quit playing. I was like, oh, we came here to play some games. We played one game each. I stomped her. Oh.
No, wait a
Not
minute.
Not stomped. I played.
Well, the first basketball game, you only beat me by one.
What?
And I have proof because I take pictures.
I think in my
because
mind,
you
I
get
was
amnesia.
Trying to keep it close. I was trying to keep
whatever.
It. I think in my mind, I was trying to keep
it. You didn't even know I was going to play. Whatever. I came in there and had that elbow point.
Oh, Lord.
Swoosh.
Man, them balls was all lopsided and things, man.
Oh, don't hate. Don't even tell that.
Good job, baby. You won, though.
It was nice.
I mean, you kind of almost won.
But I still got to give it to you. You ready for this?
Oh, no. Here you do.
Whose man's is this,
oh,
bro?
Oh, man. I own that one. Damn.
So, we saw the Book of Clarence, and it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure not to watch any trailers or clips online so I could make my own judgment.
Which I didn't.
And, yeah, you saw some stuff.
And I was almost backing
so
up.
So you were a little hesitant.
Very much so.
Yeah. I mean, so the first thing I got to say, I love the soundtrack.
Banging.
Man, I love the soundtrack. I like some of the messaging in the movie. And I was pleasantly surprised at some of the actors that popped up on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to support my folks.
Well, it's a wonderful concept. Like me and you discussed, hey, black people were around then.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to see that. So I first want to acknowledge the fact that, hey, you know, we were in that times and it gave us a lot of focus.
Yeah, we've
so
been written out of a lot of history.
I can appreciate that. But, you know, it was very tough for me. You know, I am a religious man and I definitely have some belief. And so at first I was definitely had some issues with it, but the people that are involved in it, the people behind it, I respect. You know, you guys know, if you know me, Jay-Z is one of my guys, and my man has just made moves upon moves that I felt like were awesome. And I thought for him to get behind something like this, let me go see what my man is doing.
Right. And we left it open to,
we
weren't, like, if we wanted to leave, if it got to a point where we just
ready.
Didn't like what we saw or was hearing, we would, and I was agreeing, we could leave.
And there was a couple moments in the very beginning, I was kind of little, but then I figured it out, and the concept had came to me what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then it circled back around, and it really hit the spots that I needed to feel as a Christian. And it hit me in the right spaces when it came back around and came full circle. So, I have to say, you know, and not say have to say, I want to say that, hey, it's something that you can get out there. And so you just got to go in there with the right mindset. And
yeah.
I think the mindset is understanding that there was a lot of people out there that didn't believe during that time. And he was just representing that.
Yeah. So no spoilers, though, but I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say, and like I said, I want to say have to say, but I do say that I enjoyed the movie. I got something really interesting that I watched the other day that I just thought was pretty cool that I wanted to share with you guys. And for you men, especially, hear this. So, birds. So there were these, you know, it's about this documentary about the colors and everything that animals use to attract their mates and the different things that they do, the sounding calls to attract their partner. And I was watching one about these two birds. And so the bird, he had to get in the air and fly in a weird, awkward way, a way that he doesn't normally fly. It's hard for him. He had to get his face, and he kind of puffs up his face in this shiny thing, and he has it reflected in the sun, and the sun has to reflect off his face in a certain way at this lady.
Dang.
She's looking at him. She's flapping around. She's just looking. And then again, this is very hard for him to stay in this position. So he's flapping. He's there. And guess what she does next? Not only does she sit there and watch him for a while do this, she is going to stay there around him and look around him until he, until she gets exhausted and fly in her normal way. And believe me, he's flying in a way that's very awkward for him. But she gets to just sit there and watch him fly all around and tire out. But it just, the point I'm making, y'all, see what women put us through? That's all I'm saying. That's amazing. For me to have a mate, I got to do all that and this and that and fly. And I, she got, but she's testing his physical strength. She's testing all the different things
his
about
stamina,
him.
His stamina. He has to stay there without falling.
Yeah, you know, but that's real,
looks,
though. But
it is. Real,
but that tells you how the animal kingdom, it made me think about how women select their mates. And yeah, they're looking for the strong, the one that has stamina, you know, that has a certain look and all that. But that creates the environment of successful race or successful species or successful because of the women's
kingdom,
choice selection.
You have to have the strongest of the strongest, the protector, the provider, right?
It's a little rough on us men.
And that rolls over to us.
Yeah, but it makes sense, though, when you talk about advancing the species, you talk about advancing the race, that women are choosing men that are going to be able to provide all of those things that can hold their self up in the air and show their face all sparkly in the sun for 30 minutes while she floats around and just looks at him like he's crazy, but then he gets the lady.
Wow.
That was pretty interesting, y'all. I just wanted to share that with you. That's what we go through, men, so just think. It's not just us.
Very interesting.
Not just us. It's in the animal kingdom.
It was birds, but okay.
Man, you know, I something that really, really touched me the other day, and it still continually touches me, and excuse me if you hear it in my speech when I speak to you guys about it, but I was listening to a gentleman the other day, and he was talking about a conversation that he was having with his wife, and then one day she brought up to him, she said, you know, I love my life. And he was in the gym, and he was like, it hit him. And he said, thug tears is what I like. And he's like, you know, yeah, thug tears. And, but what it did for him is he absorbed it finally, because she said, not that she loved her life. She loved being the wife, his wife. She loved being the mother of his children. She loved how they moved, how they spent time together. She loved her life. She loved where they were. And I thought to myself, wow, what amazing validation. For a man, that is something that we strive for, right? Is that when your woman tells you that, and I thought when you told me that, it just hit me so hard. And I was like, man, my wife has told me that. And she's even said that as of recently. And when I absorbed that, it hit me hard.
Yeah.
It's a big impact. Really made me reflect.
And I didn't realize the impact that a simple statement like that could have on you. I mean, it was true. I was just happened to just say it one day, just reflecting. And it's not about trips and gifts that we do, you know, and I can pretty much have anything I want. You'll say no first, of course. But I really just, I like the simplicity of our lives. I like how we are a team. We are a unit.
You know, and what it reflected me, and he's like, reason why it hit me too is like, I know that we weren't always there. That's not where we were. That at one point, when we reflect, it wasn't good. Our life together was tough, and we were going through things, and we shed tears together, and we had to grow through things. So as a man, for me to hear that, and I've heard that from you, not just recently, I've heard that from you in the past, but to reflect on it, it just, it draws so much emotion, because I know what we went through and I know what it took. And I tell people and I think about people, and this is what that gentleman said, is that, and it really hit me, is that I want you all to know, and that my listeners and my people that are paying attention, is that you just got to take action. And that's what this podcast is about. And that's what the tools are that we provide. And that's why if you go back and you listen, it's about taking action and not giving up on the marriage and not giving up on the relationship. And understanding that it's going to be tough. It's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be a ride. But when that woman or that man says to you, I love my life, man, what validation. It's like this, you know, a gospel song to me is when God tells you on the doorstep, job well done.
I like it. And my thing with that also, because when I, like I said, when I said it, I meant it. I was just thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. But you have helped make this life enjoyable, pleasurable. Our home life is relaxing. Mm-hmm. The way you greet me when I come home, mm-hmm. you choose to be that way. Mm-hmm. You don't greet me with strife. Mm-hmm. And negativity is mm-hmm. always a hug mm-hmm. and a kiss.
Mm-hmm. I love that you say that because mm-hmm. that kind of brings me to this real quick point that I want to make while you said that. Mm-hmm. Listening to another young lady talking about, she had a choice. Her husband was coming home late and she had made dinner. Mm-hmm. So she was getting a little uneasy. And finally, he got home, but she had a choice. She said she could either bring life or the knife. What she chose was to hug him and give him a brace and embrace her king.
Yeah.
And he fell into her arms.
Not badger him.
He fell. Mm-hmm. And he said, baby, let me tell you my day.
Yeah. We don't know what you guys are going through. All I know is I spent all this time in this kitchen cooking. I'm waiting for you. Got all the special plans for you. And you're late. You don't have the courtesy to call or text and let me know what's going on. Me not knowing that you're out there getting beat up by the world.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he was. He had such a horrible day and he came home and he was like, he didn't know. He was like, baby, but imagine if she'd have brought the knife. Mm-hmm. And how many times do we as couples bring the knife?
Yeah.
How many times, right. You guys? So that's my message. We can choose to bring the knife or we can choose to bring the life. And let's choose to bring life to our couples. Let's choose to bring that positive. Let's have that communication. Let's have that dialogue. Let's do that. Let's do that for each other. Let's take care of each other.
And not just for your spouse, mm-hmm. your significant other, mm-hmm. also for your kids. Mm-hmm. Over the holiday, the son came over for Christmas, and mm-hmm. he just melted into the couch. Mm-hmm. He was so relaxed, and he told you that. Mm-hmm. He would just take a load off mm-hmm. and just chill. The daughter comes over, she melts into the beanbag. Mm-hmm. And not just because the furniture is comfortable, it's mm-hmm. because they are comfortable. Their mm-hmm. feelings, they're in a safe space. Mm-hmm. And we created a safe haven mm-hmm. for our kids, mm-hmm. and for our family, period. Mm-hmm. But we just made our home a safe space. You can relax and be yourself and express yourself, be in your feelings. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you know, and you know what we talk about here? None of this is easy. And like, and we listen to them, it's not easy.
We're 30 years
it's,
in.
It's
so.
Action. It's taking steps. It's doing the little steps. It's putting things in priority. It's truly loving one another and loving others' strengths and their weaknesses and just growing together. It's a journey.
I agree. It has been a journey.
Yes, it has.
But we're 30 years in. This stuff don't just happen overnight,
right.
But we do have free will and we have choices.
Keep
and I think you choose mm-hmm. how you want to react.
That's correct. We are in charge of that. Very few things.
So I've been hearing a lot more recently on emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. and we brought that up a few times in past episodes.
It's hot out there.
Yeah, it's a hot button topic mm-hmm. now, and mm-hmm. I believe, I like how insightful people are becoming.
Young people, too. Yeah. I'm getting these young, some of these
highly
young
people. Impressed, right?
Yeah. It's good because the numbers aren't in their favor, mm-hmm. you know, because it's saying, you
so
know.
So we think, but dang, they're on it. They seem to be on it.
Yeah, the data and the research shows that, shoot, 30, 40%, you know, you don't even get emotionally intelligent until you're about 30 or 40 years old.
Dang.
So, I mean, you think about that. It was like a conversation I have with my son. I said, my job, and this is something for you all, you fathers and mothers out there, is something that I believe and is something I like to pass on, is our job is to cut everything in half mm-hmm. for our children. So if it took me 40, let me make sure my kid knows it by 20.
Right.
You know, let's do that for them.
Yeah.
But that's just another, but 30s or 40s, you know. And then, what's even crazier than that, is I read that only 36% of the people actually even reach emotional intelligence level.
Wow.
36%. So how do you think that's going to impact relationships?
Well, we see.
Yeah, it's a big impact.
Right.
And there's just a lot of information around that, you know, as far as what it takes to get to that level. And it takes work. You have to focus. And not we're not wake up and we're emotionally intelligent.
Right.
We have to put work towards it.
And then you can have one who is and mm-hmm. one who isn't. Mm-hmm. And imagine that.
Mm-hmm. And so that takes me into this, what I listened to the other day. I listened to when I was talking about young people. I listened to this young lady talk about mm-hmm. emotional intelligence. And the question from the stands was, do you think women can identify and are they ready for emotionally intelligent men?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did that set off a little fire up in there.
Well, the young lady told the truth. The person who responded mm-hmm. told the truth.
Yeah, she did. And she what she basically said is that for you to want that, you need to understand what comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to ask you. Because he's in control of his emotions. He's in control of how he reacts. He's in control of his confidence, his commitments. He's self-aware, you know. He has these things. So what do you think he's going to ask?
Yeah, the person who has that
is going to want that.
Right.
So if you're not in that place and you're not regulating your emotions, or your emotions are taking his peace, or your things that you're doing are disrupting what he's trying to accomplish.
You're overreactive.
Yeah, like she
to
said,
the truth.
He'll walk you right on up out of that door.
He's emotionally intelligent enough to know that mm-hmm. he has had enough.
That's correct.
He has reached his limit.
You know,
this is not going any further.
Man.
So basically, think what you asked for.
Yeah, emotional intelligence is very, very, very underrated, because it takes a lot.
It does.
To have it. I
right.
mean, and it's so important to for the relationship. We just miss it.
So watch what you ask for, basically.
No doubt about that. And just continually work on it, you know, and know that it is the ultimate goal is to have emotional intelligence. And that's your self-aware. You're managing your awareness. You're mm-hmm. managing social awareness. You're in control. You have confidence. You have concentration. Mm-hmm. You have all these things.
Manage your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, your boy Miles, man. You know that part I like to do. I like to get that tool of the day. So let me go ahead and dig inside my toolbox right here. Hold on. There it is. So you guys, you know, one tool I want to give you guys today. So we're talking about skills that will help you build emotional intelligence. And one of the big ones that I like, because I do it myself, is journal. And a lot of times, because people can't communicate to their partners the way they would like to, but sometimes they can write it. And then also, you can journal what your emotions are, what you're going through, journal how you're going to deal with having these kind of communications with your partner. So one of the good tools, and you look it up yourself, in building emotional intelligence is being able to have a good journal. And journal in the way that you need, because it might be just something that you need to focus on for yourself, as far as growing yourself, or just growing your relationship, that's going to give you the ability to have that EQ. So there's definitely more steps. I would definitely look up and research it, because there is a lot of tools out there to help you develop EQ. But the one I'm giving you guys today is journal, because I know it, I do it, and it's successful.
Thank you, Mr. Mao.
Yes.
You gonna put those tools back?
I don't want to lose my tools, man.
Yes.
I need those. I've been using them for 30 years.
Thank you all for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. And if you have questions or comments on today's episode or any other episodes, you can reach us at 1-872-304-5683 to leave a voice message. That's 1-872-304-5683 or LOVE. Or you can email us at dandmiles@gmail.com. That's dandmiles@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or send us a message on the socials.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Holla at your boy.
At dandmiles podcast. Across the board. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, D and Miles Podcast.
Man.
We don't have Twitter, because we ain't about that Twitter life.
Man, it was good getting at y'all, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. I hope you got something real good out of this. I hope I wasn't too emotional sometimes. You know, I feel it, because it's important to me.
It's
and getting the right message out there to you guys, man. I love y'all, and I want you to really flourish in 2024 and hit all those relationship goals. Make sure you set them up front and put your relationship on the right shelf. And that shelf is at top, because your relationships build everything in your life. So get after those relationships in 2024. And what's that thing you always like to say?
Most importantly, take care of each other.
Let's go. All right, y'all. Till next time.
Peace.